Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Surfers are sticking large eyes on the bottom of their surfboards to deter sharks from attacking them.
I didn't watch ABC.
Is that working? How do you know?
That's a good point.
You don't get bit?
Most people don't.
Yeah, but some do.
But most people don't, by far. I mean, sure, we hear about it a lot, but by far, most people aren't going to get bit by a shark.
Yeah, no, they aren't. They are on the rise.
The 23 hours worth of news every day that says the following people surfed today and did not get bit by a shark.
They did a story. I didn't watch the news. I heard the preview, so I had to leave the house. The ABC Nightly News did a story. It said shark attacks are on the rise. We'll tell you later why.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
like 11-year-old kid got bit on the foot.
Right.
Yeah.
There was a horrible story I saw back in June. A girl died in front of her mom, just got chomped on in the Bahamas. It was a horrible story.
Then again, man bites shark. Is never news either.
But
because that didn't
what
happen.
About dog bite shark was news the other day.
Oh, that's right.
This guy reeled in a shark. Didn't realize he had reeled in a shark, I believe. That's how the story goes. And somehow the shark attached itself to his foot or his leg. The guy's dog runs over, grabs the back end of the shark, the fin of the shark, and that lets when he does that, the shark lets go of the guy's leg, and everybody lives happily ever
after. Also said, don't wear any kind of shiny jewelry in the ocean. I've heard that. That attracts sharks. But I don't. They should
something shiny.
Yeah, but don't. Does the big eyes on your?
Well, they're hoping. They figure that, many animals have developed eye-shaped markings to ward off ambush predators, which great whites are.
Got it.
The researchers believe
and they'll
that
see
they're
the
less
eyes.
Likely to attack if they believe that they have been seen.
Yeah, I can't sneak up on those big eyes.
Right.
Hey, if it works, it works.
We don't know.
We'll find out. Well, the first guy that's eaten with one of those boards will say, it probably doesn't work.
Worth a try.
Yeah, it's worth a try.
Everything is. Some surfers are adding stripes to the legs of their wetsuits, which they hope will make them look less like seals.
I think Puss saw that same story where that guy was. It was Real Sports.
Yeah,
the guy was. What did he lose?
Lost his leg above the knee.
Right, and a year later he's back in the ocean surfing. That's what he does.
Built himself a surfing leg.
Even Todd was smarter. I mean, Todd went skiing again, but he just avoids poles now.
Well, he was trying to avoid that one. Yeah,
but
if
the pole would have attacked him, he might not ski again. I guarantee you, if I get lose my leg to a shark, I will never get in the ocean again. Once.
But I almost get it with this guy. I mean, surfers, it's
a whole different dude.
It's a lifestyle, man.
It's a different dude.
Especially when you live in Hawaii.
They're
stoked. That's what you do.
Oh, I get him, but not me.
It's who that guy is.
Right.
There is no fail-safe defense against a shark attack.
Except for not getting in the ocean.
They're ski bums
with
the same damn attitude.
Oh, yeah, but you're not one of them.
No.
You don't live there, and that's not your thing. That's not what you do, you know?
Now, great white sharks are reportedly involved in more attacks on humans than any other kind of shark. 1 in 3.75 million.
Yeah, you're more likely. Yeah, I understand that. I still get in the ocean when I'm there, but I only try to get up to about my waist. And usually I'm only swimming in way in the south anymore where you can see for a distance. The Jersey Shore, it's pretty dark ocean. You can't see.
Mm.
And that would always used to freak me out. You can't see your feet if you're standing in the ocean in Jersey. But down in Florida, you can still see your feet.
Yeah.
So I feel a little safer looking around. But
them rolling around in water that shallow.
I understand that. I totally understand all that. But one thing I never do anymore, I remember as a kid, just getting in the ocean to my neck.
Sure.
Staying out there forever.
Right.
Float up to my neck.
Yep.
I saw a story
diving into the waves, swimming for a while.
Yeah.
Guy was reeling in a tarpon, and a shark took it away.
Yep.
Yes. And that happened to me in the Florida Keys. I had a little permit fish on the line.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I did, you know, because my captain was, we're on this skiff, and he's got one of those 40-foot long poles, and you know, you skim along, you're in 3 feet of water.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, I see the pole go whack, hits the water, and I saw a shadow run away. He was a hammerhead shark was about to eat your fish. So he whacked the hammerhead shark on the head.
Last night.
It went away. That's cool. It was pretty cool.
I think it was just last week I saw a video from, it was off the coast of Nantucket or somewhere.
And once was a man.
It was somewhere in Massachusetts.
There was a shark off Nantucket.
But a great white came right up underneath the end of this boat, and this thing was
I saw that
15,
too.
20 feet.
Right.
Huge, and they were all just like, "Oh, cool!" I'd been like, "Nah, let's get the hell out of here."
No, I'm not on that boat.
Turn this thing around.
We all seen Jaws, and they can kill boats.
It was a very large great white shark.
A new study has come out saying that having children will make you happier than not having children.
Hang on here. Did you read the rest of that headline?
Headline, my ass, I read the whole article.
No, I know that. But when I first read that, and then it continues to say, when they're grown up.
Yeah, I was getting to that.
Sorry.
Yeah. Why? What? You didn't think I read to the bottom of the article
I said I did? I figured you
not
did.
Not even see into the headline.
But there's somebody right now chasing a kid through a Walmart, and then, you know, whatever. It's the same stuff we all have when we have kids. There's a lot of crap that goes on when they're little.
Having children will make you happier than not having children, according to a new study, but not until they are gone.
That's
how you say that.
Thank you. That's the headline I saw,
so
too.
Let me do the headlines.
Sorry, Craig. I apologize. I knew you were going to go there. I should let. That was my fault. Because when I read the headline a couple days ago, I laughed my ass off. It was just great. Because it shows this couple walking on the beach, and the picture I saw with two kids, and it says, having children, looks like a movie. Having children makes you happier, and then it shifts when they leave the house.
Researchers found that parents tend to be happier than non-parents in old age, but this only holds true if their kids have moved out.
Todd?
Yep. No, we honestly all get along a lot better.
Because they're not there.
And they're more mature
now.
Well,
yeah, they're adults. Yeah.
One of the biggest factors is that the kids become a form of social support.
My kids and get more mature, and I stay at the same level.
The social support networks are associated with greater happiness and less loneliness.
That is kind of funny that all your kids have real, I hate to use the word real, but I'll use it for this effect, real jobs, and this is what we still do.
Yep.
Children who still...
And which one of those jobs is paying the bills?
That's not the point. The point is they went on to different careers, and Todd's sitting there telling dick jokes with his buddies.
Thank God.
I know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you.
Well, of course
you.
We are.
Children who still live at home are shown to have a negative effect on well-being. Literature suggests that there's a U-shaped connection between age and happiness. People become less happy in middle age, but more happy in older age, and they're happier younger as well.
I've read that story too. Do you feel that way, Michael? You're not young, you're not in the middle anymore.
You're barren.
Yeah.
No, not about the kids. I'm talking about
I just skipped the part where they're growing up. And
No. Okay. But I've heard the story. Even besides the kid thing, I've heard that story before about just people, single or kids, or parents at all. It says you're happier when you're younger. There's about 25, 30 years in the middle. You're not as happy, and you're happier when you're older. Are you happier now?
I'm happy all the time. Actually, I'm not as happy now because, you know, some health problems.
Yeah, I know you do. I know that. But I mean,
and you had to get up early.
Yeah. But you're not grabbing that brass ring anymore from work, so you don't really care. You just relax it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, except when you see the stock ticker.
Yeah. Yes. Don't get one of those programs that tells you how much money you lost in a day.
You actually have that program. It's exactly. Don't look at that.
Yeah, we'll get it.
You got to look at it because there's individual stuff in there that you know.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a bottom feeder. When we have a big crash, I go buy a lot more stuff.
Of course you do.
That's what they say you're supposed to do. Yep. So you must be on a shopping spree lately.
Up and down,
up and down.
Bought some Boeing.
Yep.
And I bought some more Boeing.
They hate Michael in Wichita.
Yeah. They do. They do.
They hate him in Omaha.
Oh, didn't
they?
Lewis dropped the Boeing joke yesterday with us.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. So they hate Lewis, too.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Extreme weather events.
Nothing to see here.
Maybe making spiders more aggressive.
Oh,
great.
That's just what we need.
Pissed off spiders. Nice.
All spiders?
No, aggressive spiders.
Just the venomous ones.
Well, aggressive spiders have the best odds of survival. And the raging winds can demolish trees, defoliate entire canopies, and scatter debris across forest floor. This radically alters a spider species' habitat, changes the evolutionary pressures. The ones that can make it through that are more aggressive. Or they've also shown that there is this particular species that after that, they get more aggressive.
So if it's... how's an aggressive spider hurt you if it's not venomous? It just, you just get out of here.
It's going to be, just you know, they're still more aggressive.
Right. Yeah.
Not necessarily.
So they attack you or they
not necessarily aggressive to humans.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a lot of other things around that aren't human.
It's about us, so you know that.
They might take over your house and then you got to move out.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Or burn it down.
You don't want to fight the spider.
No.
They just stand up on two legs and swing all the others around. They get all mad.
They get all pumped up to build more webs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be mad if I was a spider and something happened to my web. That looks like it takes forever.
It does.
It's a lot of hard work.
I don't know. They put those things up pretty quickly.
They do. You tear one down, it's back the next day.
Yeah, they don't seem to mind. Yeah. They just go right
into
the construction
mode. Well, they might mind.
I'll tell you what's amazing about
this. Just grumbling the whole time. I can't believe I got to make this again.
a full jet hose doesn't take those things out.
No.
I've done that in the back of my house. And just aim, and I'm just determined, instead of taking a broom and knocking it down, determined to have this hose knock that fricker, and it doesn't go.
They are amazingly strong.
I don't know how that works, man.
And they're thinking, it's a good thing I got nothing else to do today, as they're rebuilding their web. Because they really got nothing else to do that day.
Plus they're aggressive.
Well, at some point, you think they might, you know, you knock it down for the fourth time. Instead of rebuilding this day, I think I'm going to go inside and bite that guy.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Yeah. Aggressive Spiders is a great band name.
That is a good band name, the Aggressive Spiders.
Wash all the sticky stuff off my web now. Nothing, it's not catching anything. Yeah. You know, they're gonna really.
What do you think the worst band name of any successful band out there touring right now?
Well, that's a lot of bad names.
Yeah, because the one that
Foo Fighters is a horrible name.
I knew it was gonna come up eventually.
Well, they admit that though.
Dave Grohl says
it's a horrible name.
Yeah, he said
Green Day is a horrible name too. Those guys hate that name.
Five Finger Death
but
Punch.
The one that always sticks with me is because, you know, I got a buddy of mine who lives in Denver, and they visit Red Rocks all the time, is the jam band The String Cheese Incident.
Stupid, not
horrible.
Funny. They were high when they wrote it. It's
horrible.
They've been high since.
Yeah, that's just a stupid name. Yeah. Oh, God, there's so many bad ones. You know.
They've got to be sick of answering that question, too. I'm sure they've been asked a million times.
Right.
What was the incident?
Yeah.
What happened?
Right.
There was this string cheese, man.
And we were really high.
Yeah. Well, they deserve it.
Yeah.
Nobody asked Zeppelin or the Who how the name. Well, they might, but they'd get a good answer.
Yeah.
Not a stupid answer. No, we were kind of drunk and stupid and
Now we're stuck with this.
Yeah.
Too late to change it now.
Somebody has to step in and say no, you know. Just like that, the movie The Dirt. Somebody wanted to name their band the band Christmas, remember?
Oh, yeah.
With an X, and they're all sitting around and going, no, that's stupid as hell.
No, we can't.
And then,
that.
Of course, Mick Mars came up with Motley Crue.
There's some newer rock bands with some pretty stupid names.
Really bad names. Yeah.
I know there's one called As I Lay Dying.
It's a
Day to Remember.
Right. Yeah,
but no, just
shut up.
And you will know us from the Trail of Dead.
Yeah. Things like that.
The complete sentence band name.
Yeah.
Complete sentence band names are stupid.
Yeah, so
there's so many options out there.
One band member, when you're tossing names around, at least one of them should be sober.
Yeah.
Yes.
You should have a filter. Yeah. Have one guy that's not drunk or high and run it by him.
Right.
Control group.
Or just better yet, write it down and look at it the next day when you're not
the
high
next day,
or drunk.
Exactly.
Before you start putting it on T-shirts and albums.
Right.
Before this thing gets out of hand.
By the way, this is no correlation to how good they are. Obviously, I mean, I'm not a big fan, but the Foo Fighters have a successful career, sold millions of albums, and it's a stupid name. Green Day, stupid name. Good band, stupid name.
Well, they're all at a disadvantage because Kiss was taken.
Kiss is a great name. Even if the band wasn't any good, it's a great name. Right.
The logo's cool.
Somewhere around there, Paul McCartney was going, Beatles? Nah, we don't name it. We don't even remember after
the
Bugs.
No, but the Beatles, but they named it with a B-A-T, though, that's why. You know?
Right.
The
first
well, that's just because Lennon couldn't spell.
Right, yeah.
And then they decided the Quarrymen sucked. They were the Quarrymen.
Yeah, that's right.
But even the Quarrymen, it sounds like an okay name. I mean, because it's those old school names I always liked. The Monkees, the Beatles, the Stone, you know, those kind of things. And they're all decent bands, but the fact is that... As I Lie Dying is just stupid as hell. Just stupid as hell.
The Wonders had it right, but when they were spelling it with O-N-E, and it was the O-Neaters, that didn't work.
Right. No, but you know, fortunately they had Tom Hanks step in, who was sober at the time, and switch it up.
Yeah, I think the sober guy's key.
Yeah. It's always good to have
that's a good list.
At least one of those
in your life.
I guarantee
we're going to get a ton of emails about that.
Out of Newfoundland, Jimmy Kimmel decided that he likes Dildo Newfoundland so much, he decided to start up a tongue-in-cheek run for mayor, and he's now put up a Hollywood-style sign there in Dildo.
Doesn't that sound like something you would just hammer somebody? Hey, yeah, you're the mayor of Dildo, you know?
Well, he likes the whole thing.
That's what he wants.
They all kind of enjoy the name.
Sure.
Of Dildo.
They sell merchandise.
Yeah. And so now they had to put up this, or they didn't have to, but Kimmel paid for him to put up this Hollywood-style sign that in big letters just says Dildo.
Like lights.
No.
You know, the Hollywood sign.
Oh, the Hollywood sign. I got all
letters like you're sitting on the side of the hill in Hollywood.
And they're putting it there?
It's there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Here's the trouble.
They're embracing the dildo. Yeah.
Here's the trouble. Everybody wants to go to the sign and get their picture taken.
Right.
And people fall down?
And you got to go through private property to get there. Not cool, man.
Now, extinctions, I don't have to tell you, have been part of the natural history of the world for millennia. Man-made extinctions have even happened before. I guess we hunted the dildo into extinction. The dodo, rather. Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I'm having my words today. The dodo into extinction.
Is there any pictures of the dildo?
Yes.
Hollywood style sign? Because
I
can't seem to find them. Yes, I've seen them. They say that no trespassing signs were hastily assembled and put on properties after about 20 people tried to climb up the hill for photos. It's located behind private residences, and having tourists trek through the properties is an invasion of privacy. Well, what's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, I had to take the Uranus sign down behind my house.
Urectum.
The town of Dildo is encouraging people to enjoy the dildo sign from the road, but if they don't stop trespassing, they're going to have to rip down the new dildo landmark.
Yeah, they got it lit up and everything. It looks nice. Anything can be a dildo if you're adventurous enough.
All right.
Exactly.
Take your word on that, Puss.
You think you'd have to expect people to take their picture by that?
Oh, yeah, you would think so.
You would think that they should have been able to see that people were going to try and get up there.
I think you could actually hike to the Hollywood sign. I don't think that's on any private property.
No, that one girl killed herself over that year.
Yeah, but I don't think you can deface it or anything. No. I think that's still illegal.
Don't deface the dildo.
There's also a picture here of some yard signs. Apparently, they made Kimmel honorary mayor for a week.
Yeah.
The signs, Jimmy Hart's dildo, Kimmel for mayor. <Yeah. laughs>
And Hollywood sign was originally Hollywood land.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Dildo land be kind of funny, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's a business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. business.
Watch where you sit.
Oh, let me do this.
Okay. All right.
I enjoy this one. Six senior citizens under arrest after their alleged public hookup in a Connecticut conservation area.
How old are they? You said senior citizens. That could be anybody.
I did. They got reports of lewd and sexual activity at what is called an open space area. They're in Fairfield, Connecticut. According to police.
It's a high-dollar area.
Was this a hetero hookup? Because this sounds like something some old queens might be doing.
Yeah.
According to police, the department received several complaints of inappropriate behavior. The Grace Richardson parcel is an 87-acre piece of land. Officers and detectives conducted surveillance in and around the open space area. Several violations were observed. The busted include 67-year-old Daniel, 62-year-old Otto, 75-year-old Charles, 62-year-old John, 82-year-old Richard.
Hey, by the way, the 62-year-old guy.
85-year-old Joyce.
Oh yeah.
Wow. A gangbang in the park.
Yeah. No. Was an old they guy? Were all separate incidents. Richard and Joyce were busted together.
Right.
The rest of them were dudes.
Yeah, they still can't get that.
All were released on a promise to appear in court. Then internet search revealed that the park has been advertised on at least one city hookup guide site as a meetup spot. Police are continuing to monitor the locations and the internet advertising. At least one of these people has been arrested before and charged before on similar allegations back in May of 2017.
That's where you can get laid.
67-year-old
You know, people should be doing it in the open. I get it. But if that's where you can get laid, you know, what the hell?
Right. Take a tent, though.
Take a tent.
Take it from old guys.
Yeah.
You know, you never you get rid of that meet up at the park thing. You
know? I gotta look that up because that's not far from where I had the place in Long Hill. So.
70-year-old.
Plenty more where that came from, too, I'm sure. Yeah.
He'd be looking for a Joyce, though. Mike's a hetero. He wants a Joyce in the woods.
Not an 85-year-old Joyce.
Not 85-year-old Joyce, now. No, that's not in your wheelhouse there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.